A survey by the British Association of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons found 1 in 4 people don't check surgeon qualifications. President of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, Tony Kane, told ABC's AM program the situation's likely to be the same in Australia.
It would certainly be our impression that that's a very similar occurrence here. People often make decisions more on price points and accessibility than they do on who's doing the surgery and what their credentials are.
Marilyn Walton, Professor of Medical Education Patient Safety at the University of Sydney, says the campaign message might help highlight the seriousness of cosmetic surgery.
When you use words like tummy tuck, it's like, oh, this is pretty simple and easy and I'll just go in and there'll be no, you know, I don't have to worry about the consequences because so many celebrities have these procedures and, you know, people wouldn't be having it if it wasn't safe and cosmetic surgeons wouldn't be calling themselves surgeons if they weren't surgeons. So, you know, there's a lot of difficulty there, and which is why I think about it is a really good message.
Trish Hammond, blogger for Plastic Surgery Hub, says it's important to research and advises people to consider several surgeons before making a decision.
You need to find out the doctor's qualifications and experience. You also need to find out the quality of the facility where the operation is going to be performed. And probably another important thing is the level of the aftercare, after surgery care that will be available to you as well.
To prevent regret, Trish Hammond says taking the time to really think about surgery is crucial.
We get a lot of good stories, of course, but we also get a lot of horror stories as well of people that have had surgery done and they'll even send in photos and of before and afters. And as a consumer, you look at those photos and think, wow, you know, I don't understand why the person chose to have this surgery.
Dr. Jason Oates, a facial plastic surgeon, says another area of concern is people travelling overseas for procedures.
And the idea that you can fly in one day and have surgery and that's all there is to it, it's not a good idea. This is one of the reasons why we want people to think before they jump into having surgery. So it's not a decision that should be taken quickly or lightly. And we do like the idea that there is time between initially deciding to have a procedure and actually going through with it.
Mr. Kane says it's important people are wary when researching options.
And generally, if it sounds like it's too good to be true, where's the discount? Are they cutting corners that might affect safety?
Safi Kerrigi, QUT News.